Talk to Fergal O'Brien, IBEC's Director of Lobbying and Influence. Fergal O'Brien, your warning today in IBEC that what's happening in relation to energy costs is posing what you describe as a significant threat to the viability of many firms here. How significant is that threat?
Good afternoon, Brian. Yes, there's no question, but we're now seeing, you know, energy costs going to a level that will be a real challenge for many businesses to continue in operation. What we're seeing, I suppose, in larger businesses, Brian, we're talking about additional costs as they plan their budgets for next year in the tens of millions. So the majority of companies saying to us now, and I heard Robert mention some of the increases in the futures markets, but for companies that are coming off kind of contracted rates and looking to the prices for the year ahead, they're looking at about 4 to 5 times an increase of what they have been paying. For large companies, that very, very significant costs. For smaller companies, you know, this could mean hundreds of thousands, you know, and tens of millions for larger companies. So we are at a situation where government has previously identified the need to support households. It now needs to step in and support enterprises that are becoming extremely vulnerable due to what is now an energy affordability crisis.
So what then is IBEC's view of the proposal from the Commission for Energy Regulation of tariffs for peak time use by businesses to raise, that they say, upwards of 100 million euro?
To us, it seems like the wrong solution to the problems that we're now facing. I think we need a much more effective whole of government response to what's happening in our entire energy system at the moment. So right now we are dealing with an affordability crisis. For some time we've had an EU state aid framework for governments to step in and support industries that are and firms that are now under extreme pressure. We haven't done that in Ireland yet. We haven't rolled out those measures. That has been happening across the EU. We need to get those measures in place really, really quickly. We need to watch the type of regulatory costs that are coming through for business. We've already had the regulator shift some network costs onto businesses that are already really struggling. And we don't see that additional tariffs and additional regulatory costs are going to be the solution to what is ultimately a supply problem.
How are we going to make it through the winter without blackouts if there isn't some kind of carrot and stick approach to encouraging energy conservation?
I think we need to take a number of approaches, Brian. We already have a very sophisticated demand management model within the electricity grid infrastructure, and that is managed by Airgrid. And so many of our members are already engaging with that process, and they are dialing down their usage at certain times on the basis of alerts that are being put through the existing grid and alert system. So that model is by and large working. Clearly there are risks to future supply, but we don't see that additional tariffs are going to be the answer to that. And in particular, we need to see a much more coordinated approach, because on one hand, government is now identifying the need to support those large energy users that are suffering these incredible increasing costs, and putting additional tariffs onto them is clearly going to make that situation much, much worse.
And when you say that that member companies of IBEC are already dialing down their use of energy, does that include data centres up and down the country, which are huge consumers of energy?
Data centres are a significant user of energy at this stage. All businesses are working with the grid operator to manage peak demand and to adjust demand when they can with the grid. But obviously there's a whole range of complexity in terms of systems that can respond and can efficiently respond without impacting service or production and all these other things. And data centres will face those challenges as well. But ultimately this is a supply and generation challenge, Brian. We have not invested sufficiently in our grid infrastructure. We haven't brought on the emergency generation that we knew for a long time was going to be needed for winter 22 and 23. And unfortunately, we're now going to need that emergency generation further out into the future. So that's why when we look at this whole of government response, there are short-term things we can do, and business will absolutely play its part around the demand side of that. But also we need to take that medium-term approach in terms of investing in businesses that want to make significant changes in terms of their energy consumption and the low-carbon transition, and then bringing a more sustainability to that balance between as we decarbonize as an economy to make sure that we also have the security of supply and are supporting businesses from an affordability perspective.
Know, we're maybe only weeks away from a crisis point here, Fergal O'Brien, and you know what can IBEX say about how we confront what could well be an imminent energy crisis?
Well, right now we absolutely have an affordability crisis, and that is actually going to impact on demand across the economy as well. But when you get these type of costs coming through for both the householder and businesses, there is going to be a demand response. I think there's no question about that. For a lot of businesses, production at those rates will not be viable. So clearly we have a very fast moving and evolving situation. Support for businesses that need to stay in production to help them get through is going to be absolutely essential. The demand side measures that have been long established and business engage with the grid operator on in ensuring that they can dial down where their systems and their operating processes will enable them to do that. But putting more costs onto energy users that are already really, really struggling doesn't seem to us is going to be a viable solution.
But if you're saying that this puts in question, it comes back to the point at which we started. If there's a question about the viability of businesses, and as I say, maybe this is something which will have to be confronted within weeks. Does that mean manufacturing shutting down, for example, reducing hours? What are the options available to companies?
I think in some cases we will see that, Brian, and that's why having supports for workers is going to be quite important as well. In some energy-intensive users, we would expect to see maybe some shifts being dropped, work hours reduced. So we will need some flexibility around short-term working arrangements if employees are going to be impacted.
What sectors are most likely to see that?
And unfortunately, some of the sectors we're talking about are probably sectors that are fairly low margin businesses, where we have high scale production, whether it be in building materials or other related sectors that will be energy intensive. A lot of companies in materials engineering for both the export and the domestic market, they could face significant viability challenges. And for some of them, it may not make sense to have full production capacity at those energy costs. And hence, they will need to be supported in terms of their long-term viability as businesses while they're in this period of vulnerability, and their workers will need to be supported if we do face measures such as short-term working as well.
So engineering, building supplies, those you would say are the sectors most at risk of this?
Food is a very high energy user as well, but obviously given the importance of food supply and security, most companies would prefer not to have to dial down their production. There may be some seasonal variations within that. For other sectors of the economy, I think some of them will be faced with no choice, only to reduce production days and production hours as energy costs oscillate and remain volatile in the months ahead.
If this is the risk we face, do you see a sense of urgency in government to prepare to address this?
We would like to see a stronger whole of government response. We do have an emergency group that's overseeing this, but that needs to be tied up with all of the other issues we have in relation to energy, both short-term and long-term, in terms of how we're going to support businesses and households for the weeks and months ahead, how we're going to have a planning system that is going to deliver the essential infrastructure that we need for renewables and grid investment, and how we can have a long-term viable solution for our energy mix that can make sure that we do reach our low carbon transition targets, we can have guaranteed security of supply, and we can keep this affordable. And that is going to require storage solutions in terms of investment as we move through that kind of low carbon transition as well. And that's something that Ireland has not invested on in recent years. So a stronger whole of government approach ultimately, I think, is how we're going to address this crisis.
Fergal O'Brien of IBEC, thank you very much for that.